Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to you this morning. Thank you for being in the presence, you know, as you have promised us. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Over the ages, the church has taken this promise for granted. But if they take you for your word, all the kind of nonsensicality we see in the among the fellowship will not be there. They will have reverenced you if they have believed that you are really in the presence. But we thank you because we know that you are the presence of your people, Lord. And we thank you that you are our joy. You are our everything, Lord. You are our glory. Lord, we thank you for honoring, O Lord God, to be in our, amongst us, Lord. The Lord our God, in the midst of us, He is mighty. Lord, we thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing us already. And now, Lord, we get additional blessing from you by reading your word, Lord. Even if you go home now, already blessed. But Lord, you want to bless us the more through the reading of your word. Amen. And Lord, help us to be attentive. And help us, Lord God, because the entrance to your word always giveth light, Lord. And therefore, we shall be, our light shall shine so brighter than ever before as we leave this day this morning. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. So, starting the scripture, do you know that many of the saints of the Lord Jesus Christ to his church and even to the world are many commandments? Do you know that? Many of the saints of the Lord to his people and even to the world, they are in form of commandments, you know? So, and well, I will focus on what he said to the people, his people, this morning. And I probably will not be able to finish this morning, but
sorry,
you see, I said that most of the things the Lord said to his people are made in form of commandments in the Bible. I'm going to see this morning, you know. And this is the people of the world too. Most of the statements are commandments. So this morning I will say the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my sermon. The commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in John chapter 14, hear what he says. Even the Lord said to John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will read back 4:4:4. The day I come and go to the commandment. You can't even do all of it today. Now, verse 21 of John 14. He that has my commandments, you see that? And keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him. And will manifest myself to him. One more scripture. That most of the things he said to his people are about their commandments, really. One more scripture, then I go to the commandments. John 15:10. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So that's just an introduction. And there's no way we can finish all his commandments to the church today. We have a part two or something like that, you know. So, we're going to go to this commandment this morning and see what the Lord said, that most of what he says to you and I are commandments. Now, how far the world and the church are away from the standard of the Lord Jesus Christ can best be understood by a study of the Lord's commandments. You can see how far you are or how close you are to him by studying the commandments of the Lord Jesus. The commandments of the Lord Jesus are binding and constitute his standards for the Christian conscience. Yes, they are binding and they constitute the standard of the law for the Christian conscience. The degree of our Christ-likeness, how like Christ you are, can be ascertained by the practical application of these commandments to your life and to my life. Can measure how close you are, how Christ-like you are, to how you conform to these commandments, you know. Now, so, as a test of the Spirit, these commandments are the only infallible rule. Amen? The Lord Jesus commands, they are infallible. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, if the Spirit in you and me or anybody else honors and teaches and causes us to live in absolute harmony with the principles and commandments and teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, then it is the Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at the Beatitudes. They are the basis for the real Christian's consecration. Oh, those Beatitudes, the greatest sermon ever preached. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, when embodied in us, this beatitude, when they are embodied in us, in actual fact, we are citizens elect of the kingdom of heaven. Anybody who embodies the words of the Lord Jesus Christ is a citizen elect of the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Praise the Lord. In the millennial age, people, when Christ establishes on this earth his universal kingdom, consisting of, say, a parliament of man and a federation of the world, and the Lord begins to govern the same as king and king of kings, these beatitudes, I tell you, or call them the principles, together with the Sermon on the Mount, that is Matthew 5, 6, and 7, and the commandments of the Lord Jesus will be the constitution and the laws of the kingdom. Amen? Amen. Because he has said, heaven and earth shall pass away, my words will not pass away. Amen. Amen. What he spoke here will obtain, and they will rule, and they will be the law and the constitution of the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. You can say, pay all the attention you want to those commandments right now. Praise the Lord. See? Now, all the rest of the words too. The commandments of the Lord Jesus are the authoritative declaration of the Son of God and are forever binding on the Christian soul. This commandment of the Lord Jesus, they supersede the Ten Commandments of the law of Moses. They did. And you see clearly, even what the Lord said in one of his statements in Matthew chapter 5, we are saying this commandment of the Lord, they supersede the Ten Commandments. I don't know that, you know. In Matthew 5, 20, 21, the Lord said, "You have heard that it was said by them of old time." That is the law, right? Of old time. See? "Thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." But the Lord said this. But, verse 22, "I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." Just as an example, really, you know. And I'm giving an introduction right now before I go into the specific commandments of the Lord. There are so many, we can't even cover them in two services and so on. "He who obtains a place in the kingdom of heaven, so, through being born again," there is no other way to enter God's kingdom, right? That man came to him. You must be born again, right? So that's the way, right? Now, from the time we are born again, our life should be governed by the principles and commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. It has to be. The tremendous selfishness we see today in the world, and even in the average Christian life, is best understood by the application of the unselfish principles and commands of the Lord Jesus Christ. You won't appreciate the selfishness of the world, even some average Christian, until you understand the unselfish principles and commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Observations demonstrate that really great in God, the people who are really great in God are those, and bless mankind, are those people who live in absolute accordance with the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the ones who are a blessing to the world. Now, see an introduction, right? So now, we can see with what force then the words of our Lord Jesus Christ come to us. Are spoken on the Sermon on the Mount. I will read a few verses of that sermon in Matthew 7, 24. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine," the Lord said, "and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon that house, and it fell not," see that, "for it was founded on a rock." Verse 26 says, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man." I don't care how the world may see that man is wise, right? If he hear the word of the Lord Jesus and doeth not, he's a foolish man. Amen. Praise the Lord. "Which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. See? And for he taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe. So, again, like I said, we focus on the commandment that he gave to his people. But some of them, there is no fine line. Some of them touches the word. Some of them touches the disciple or Christians or believers alone. I will go as much as I can in the time given here, allotted here. So let us go. So this morning, may God grant us that we continue to build our lives upon a sincere and studied obedience of the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? I will name different subjects. You know, it has commandments about almost every subject that touches the human life and the Christian life. Now, repentance and coming to Christ. Hey, what he said, his commandments on repentance. Now, in Matthew 4:17, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That goes above the world. And even, even in Christianity, many have repentance to really repent of. I will come to it later. Now, to show you that personally to the world, Revelation 2:5 in the church age. Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen, and repent. There is much repentance to be done in the church. Talking about the Bible, right? Okay, anyway. And do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove the candlestick out of his place. It's stretching that church age and so on. And it's also applicable today. Don't forget. Heaven and earth shall pass away, his word will not pass away. Praise the Lord. So you see, so the unbeliever has to repent. Even Christian has to repent. That's a different one now, but I go for it now. So that is on repentance and coming to Christ. Number two, coming to Christ. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, he said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will take them one thing at a time, one title at a time, and see what he said. Talking about repentance now and coming to Christ. That's what he said in 11:28 of Matthew. Come unto me. So now, many of the time, many of God's people even, the last way they go to is God, you know. They are seeking other means. Come to Christ and something like that, you know. Anyway, number three, about repentance and coming to Christ. Number three. So, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. Matthew 6:33. See, they are all commandments, right? But seek is a command. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, when you pray, he gave us commandments about how to pray. Some things about prayer. When you pray, forgive. Mark 11:25. And when you stand praying, forgive. These are commandments, right? If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now, another thing he told us about coming to repentance and all that. Deny yourself and take up your cross. Abraham was talking about something like that, you know, other today and so on, you know. Matthew 16:24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Praise the Lord. Take your cross and follow him. Just what he said in there, you know. Take your cross daily and follow him. You know, talking about now. Another one in Matthew 7:7. Ask, seek, and knock. These are all commandments, right? Ask, he commanded you, and it shall be given you. Amen. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Many of his things are commandments, and so when you obey this thing, you are just greatly blessed, and so that, you know. Another one is this: strive to enter at the straight gate. Luke 13:24. Hear what he says. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in and shall not be able. Don't forget the days of Noah, right? You know, the call went out, right? They mock and they giggle and they laugh and so on until the day that Noah entered the ark, right? And it was shut, right? So anyway, the same thing is happening here and so on, you know. Now, another title is this. You know, that's about following Christ, right? Repentance and coming to Christ. Now, believing the gospel. Now, the Lord told us in Mark 1:15, you can go to the people of the world, you can exhort the Christian that you taking all the gospel message, Mark 1:15. The time is fulfilled,
and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Some of them, I won't even say anything. They're just too self-explanatory right there. It's a command, right? They are all commands. The time is fulfilled. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, believe in God, the Lord said, and believe in Christ. John 14:1. Now, instead of just you being nervous, John 14:1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Commanding you right now. Ye believe in God, and believe also in me, because we are one and the same, said the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You that have seen me have seen the Father, right? No. Why now ask me where is the Father? You that have seen me, don't you believe that the Father in me, I'm in the Father? Anyway, now believe that you receive. It's a command. That is in Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen.
Amen.
Just command. Most of the things is they are just command. Believe. Say, you say, you just believe. You know. Now, even in abiding in Christ, in John 15:4, another command. Abide in me, commanding you and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except he abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. They are all commands, right, of the Lord Jesus, you know. Now, in Mark 9:50, have salt in yourselves, the Lord commanded you and I. Mark 9:50. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. Amen?
Amen.
It's just plain teaching of Jesus Christ. That's nothing to it. Just plain teaching of the Lord Jesus. Some of them we know. Some of them to remind us ourselves and some of that, you know. But they are like commands, right? A command. The command of the Lord Jesus. Now, in John 6:27, another command. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Another command, labor not for the meat that perishes. Does it mean we should not work? Does it mean that? I mean, he that worketh not, let not also eat. Amen. Praise the Lord. The point is always put for the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the point. That's when they cry there, you know. Now, so, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. People of the world, they rejoice because they have so and so. They have a house on for the mountain here. There are so many cats and so on. That's not even really joy. I can call that one happiness. Really, amen. Praise the Lord. See? But above all, we are to rejoice as God's people because our names are written in heaven. That is Luke 10:20. It's a command. Not, no way. They went out. Oh, master. And we went out there. The devils, they were subject unto us in your name. The Lord said, did not answer them in Luke 10:20. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice all good, don't rejoice only because they are subject unto you in my name, but rather rejoice. That's a command, right? Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. The commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. The command, rejoice because your names are written, you know, in heaven. Now, receiving the Holy Ghost and so on, and healing. Or Holy Ghost project and healing. He commanded you and I in John 20:22. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. It's a command. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. It's a command, right? The command of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in Mark 7:27. That the children, you know, so shall be, you know, that healing belongs to the children of God, right? So that's what he's telling us now. Now, in Mark 7:27. Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's meat and to cast it unto the dog. The Lord is saying, healing is the children's bread. Amen. Praise the Lord. So always be believing God. If you are afflicted in any way, to receive of healing from the Lord. See? God is telling us right here. Now, another one is this. John 7:37. If a man thirst, let him come to me and drink. That's John 7:37-38. Just walking through the commandments of the Lord to his people. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let him come. Just come and drink. You know, the Lord said and told us that, you know. Now, another command is this. If you love me, keep my commandments. That one I read before. Now, we read again. In John 14, 15 to 17. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. That Holy Ghost in you, it doesn't go, it doesn't come, amen. It's with you forever, amen. That is the word of the Lord, amen. It doesn't matter what your feelings are, amen. God has nothing to do with your feelings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He has to do everything with the word of God. When he sends you the comforter, you have to walk away from God. As far as God is concerned, I will never leave you nor forsake you, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's what he says. A man has to walk away from God. But as far as my child of God, in fact, he said, you are planted in the palm of my hand. And nobody can pluck you out. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So don't let a lying devil come and delude you and say, because you did that, and that's the child of God. That's a lie. Amen? So the Lord says, you know that. So even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Today is enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, he dwelleth with you. When he was here, he was walking among them. They said that when the Lord Jesus walked in and out among God, when he was to choose another one to replace Judas, right? But now he was with them, but now it's in us. Now the same personality, amen. Praise the Lord. He was with you. Now it's in us. Now the same one. Praise the Lord. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, just, so let's see now. Now, ask again. Seek, knock, and receive, that your joy may be full. Now, some of them, I repeat two times and so on. In Luke 11, 9. Hitherto have he asked nothing in my name. He's now commanding you now. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. That is the will of God, for that your joy may be full. John 16, 24. And I say unto you, I'm commanding you now, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Yet in Luke 11, 13, another command. Where taken to the people, being evil, know how to give good things unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? He's telling you that the Holy Ghost is a gift and something like that, you know. And you can ask your Heavenly Father, you have to work for him, you know, for him to come to your life and things like that, you know. So anyway, it's a command, right? You know, so that he gave us India, you know. So most of his things that he taught us, or asked us to do, they are commands, you know, that he wants us to do. Now, how about following Jesus, following him? He gave us so many commands about following him. In John 12:26, if any man serve me, let him follow me. See that command? And where I am, there shall also my servants be. Amen? If any man serve him will my Father honor. I love that one. He said that where I am, there shall also my servants be. Amen? Bible said that, John 14, if I go away, I will come again. I will receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Amen? There's a group of people in Revelation 14 that dwell with him whithersoever he goeth. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is our holy ambition, really. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, in Matthew 3:15. Now, and talking on baptism and teaching the people of the word and some of that, you know, in Matthew 3:15, he went by the river Jordan. He went there. John the Baptist was baptizing. And he wanted to be baptized. Oh, John said, look, I need to be baptized of you, Lord. You know, the Lord said this one to him, no. I mean, he didn't know any baptism, but here he told John the Baptist. When that one said, look, I need to be baptized of you. Then in Matthew 3:15, suffer it to be now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. The Lord told John the Baptist and something like that, you know. In Matthew 28, verse 19. Talking on water baptism, on baptism now, I'm preaching the gospel and so on. In Matthew 28, verse 19, a command, another command. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. It's a command, right? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He didn't say in the name. He said in the name, right? If the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are three persons, if you are saying the names, right? He's saying the name, right? So that's why the apostle, that's what he was saying. That's why I don't have that one in Acts 2:38. And when they asked Peter what they have to do, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. See that one in there? How many so-called people of God today and churches, they have converts? They don't perform this thing, right? As it doesn't really matter, right? Mm-hmm. Or that we say that, oh, you know, there's no baptism. You know, I was baptized, I one of the great, the first one I had, what is a perfect baptism about scripture? By the host, the leading evangelist in the nation. Amen? When he was in Benin, and he was baptized in India in the school of evangelism, right? When the revelation came, that the name, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus Christ, had to be baptized in the correct way. Amen? There was rebaptizing in the Bible too, brethren. In Acts 19, praise God. And there were 12 disciples that brought Paul made in Ephesus, and so on. He received the Holy Ghost, the same belief. Whenever have people had, if there be any Holy Ghost. Also, when were you baptized? Unto John. He rebaptized them, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you love him, keep my commandments. None of these things, so God just spoke for nothing. He doesn't just play with words. He is the Almighty God.
Amen.
He himself, he needs to be baptized, right? He says, suffice to be so now. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If we are baptized wrong, better keep God's word and be baptized right. Amen? Thus said the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, this is says here. About the breaking of bread. It says, divide, meaning the Lord's Supper, among yourselves. These are commands, right? Commands. Luke 22, verse 17 to 19. Take this and divide it among yourselves, as the bread, to buy the Lord's body. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Sorry to go back to the water baptism. Having baptized before wrongly, by the leading evangelist in the nation at that time, when the truth came, you know who baptized me? One of us, amen? Praise the Lord. Christ has ordained us.
Amen.
He called me and called you and ordained you. I have ordained you, amen?
Amen?
We are ordained by Christ, not by denomination. No.
Amen.
Jesus Christ ordained me, amen? He ordained you and I am a Christian. Praise the Lord. We just went to the river and the camp and baptized ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ, amen? Come on, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So there's no ceremony to this thing and something that you know. Anyway, praise God. So, then the Lord said this one, do as I have done unto you. In John 13:14, now talking about washing of feet. Another thing that church has already overlooked, they are all about their ceremonies, right? All these big organizations, they are focusing the commandments of the Lord, right? It doesn't really matter. Now, in John 13:14-15, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. How many of you are doing that in the churches today? Amen.
Mm.
It doesn't matter today. Well, we haven't done that for a long time. We haven't done it for a long time. I think we got such a time we are in. Eh? Praise God.
Mm.
One of these, we do it again, one of these and something like that, you know. So, Brother Peter was saying, Master, you wash my feet? No. The Lord says, I wash your feet and so on. You have no part in me and so on. Bro, Lord, wash my head also and all my body, amen. Praise the Lord. Bro, Peter, you know how he talks, you know, in the Bible and things like that, you know. Praise the Lord. These are the commandments of the Lord, amen. Not a man's thing, you know. You watching play with words, you know. So now, deny yourself and follow the Lord in Luke 9:23. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. See that one? Daily. And follow me. You see? So, some of these things have been said 2 times and some of that, you know, just to bring it home and some of that, you know. Now, the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? So I can only go so far this morning, but I got more here. Next time, we'll do another one. Now, take my yoke and learn of me. Another command in Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Take the Lord's yoke upon you and so on. Anyway, you are to continue. Say, command, continue in my love. No matter what you encounter, no matter what discouragement you meet in this world, you are to continue in the Lord's love. Amen. That is in John 15:9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. See? Command from the Lord, right? The Lord's commandment. Very, very simple. And so his body is light and his yoke is easy. Praise the Lord. Now, almost on every subject, the Lord has commandments, right, to us. Here are some of his commandments about prayer. In Luke 21:36, which is this fellowship, should be a memory bar, and your lips, you should be able to quote this verse right now, by now, after all these years, right? So this verse came to me 1977. I never let it go, amen? Talking about the end of the world. See? Now, what are you saying? Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Notice, he never said to pray that this thing won't come to pass, right? They will surely come to pass, praise God. Tribulation is coming. The Antichrist will soon show forth itself and so on, right? No. Armageddon will soon come. And all this will be to come. But he said, pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all of them. Amen. Amen. There is a way of escape. Praise God. Amen. And he has given you the key, if you want to use it and so on, right? So it's a command to pray that we escape all these things. Another thing about prayer that he gave us, is this. Pray, let you enter into temptation. It's a command in Luke 22:40. Now pray that ye enter not into temptation. Then in the same chapter, verse 46, why sleep ye, told them, on Gethsemane Mountain? Rise and pray, let ye enter into temptation. That's what happened to many of Christians. If you don't pray often, even in the prayer he taught us, part of the phrase was, lead us not into temptation. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us keep his commandments. So not only on matter of Gethsemane that night, it's for Christendom or to Christendom era. You have to keep yourself in prayer and pray it up, amen, to avoid unnecessary temptation. Praise the Lord. So now, some prayer pray too late, but you can see ahead of time and pray. You can escape many of them and things like that, Now, pray that laborers be sent into the harvest. By God's grace in this fellowship here, as we have here, we put our prayer and frame it around the word and the promises of God. Amen. That is what guarantees that prayer will be answered. Praise the Lord. You see, if we ask anything according to his will, right, we know that he heareth us, right? So when you are asking according to what he said to do, how will he not hear you? Praise the Lord. So even in your private life too, that's what you do. Find a promise for the thing you are praying about. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Anyway, in Luke 10:2, he said the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Then another command to you and I. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Praise the Lord. He left you and I that command and so that, just like he said, pray that God's kingdom will come. Why would he say that? God never said that, pray that the sun will shine tomorrow. The sun will shine tomorrow regardless, amen? But it depends you on I to pray for his kingdom to come. Can he do it without you and I? Absolutely, amen? But it is his prerogative to get us involved, amen? Praise God. What a thing of joy. Praise the Lord Jesus. Pray that your kingdom come. Do it all the time as well as you know. Anyway, here is a hard one for many people, right? Pray for them that despitefully use you. Another command, right? So that is in Luke 6:28. Bless them that curse you. That's a command, right? Bless them that curse you. It could be your boss, could be your neighbor, could be whosoever, right? Bless them that curse you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. Are you seeing that? Many of the things that he told us, they are commands, and so on. And blessed are they that keep his commandments, amen? Praise the Lord. Now, another command. about prayer. Enter into your closet. That is in John 16:24. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. Now let me say this about prayer. Last week we talked about worship a lot and some that you know. So, in a broader way, that closet, be like, don't pray to be seen of men, you know? Praise the Lord. That is a broader view of that thing, you know. Maybe you don't have a faith in your heart, I don't know. Don't pray to be seen of men. That's what he's saying right there. Praise the Lord. Now, anyway, and Matthew 6:6 on prayer. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:26. And that day ye shall ask in my name. And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. Again, just really read this commandment and that he has given unto us, you know. Now, another, of course, about prayer, he gave us masterpiece prayer. That is in Matthew 6:9-13, which I won't mind to quickly read it right now and prayerfully too, you know. And he said, after this manner, in Matthew 6:9-13, after this manner, therefore pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, if you faithfully pray this prayer daily, it's just be to you as the Lord has spoken, amen? With all your heart, with all reverence, with all faith that you know by God's word. Just be as the Lord has said, you know? Now, another thing about prayer, one more thing about prayer that he commanded us in Matthew 6:7. When you pray, use not vain repetitions, amen? That is Matthew 6:7-8. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Prophet of Baal, heathen prophet, they pray and shout and nothing happen, right? Praise the Lord. We are not to pray like that, as soon as you know. Now, so we see. Now, let's see what he says about faith. So much about prayer, right? Let's see what he says about faith. Not all of faith, but part of it. At least 7 things he says about faith. Mark 11:22. Commanding you, have faith in God. Amen?
Amen?
Have faith in God. Not in yourself, not in man, not in the president, not in the government. Have faith in God. That is in Mark 11:22. Now, be not faithless, but believe it. Another command in John 20:27. Towards the last part of it, I can read the whole verse, talking to Thomas, India, but apply to all of us the last part of it and so on. The last part of that verse in John 20:27 says, be not faithless but believe in him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't be faithless, always believe in God. All the time, you know. Now, another place, command us, be not of a doubtful mind. Amen. That is in Luke 12:29. And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. Oh, I love Daniel. Bible says of Daniel, there was found in him the dissolving of doubt. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Old Testament prophet, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. There was found in Daniel the dissolving of doubt. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Neither be ye of a doubtful mind. Always believe in God. Speak that word to yourself. Wait, that will come and so on. Just ignore them. We are told in 2 Corinthians, I believe it's 10:5, casting down imaginations, amen, and every high thing that will exalt itself above the knowledge of God and break into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, amen. That's how you deceive doubt. Praise the Lord. So we see that one, the commanding was right there. Neither be ye of a doubtful mind. Now, another command to you. Take no thought for what we eat or drink. That is in Matthew 6:25. Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? This is what you tell yourself every day. Doesn't mean you can plan, but don't be anxious, amen? Don't have anxiety about your life. What are we wear? What are we eat? What are we drink? Praise the Lord. Now, another one is this. Almost closing right now. Let not your heart be troubled or afraid, which I read in John 14:1 before. I will now read in that chapter. He said it two times. Verse 1 I've read before. Now, John 14:27, another command. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Now, commanding you now, not as the world giveth, you give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Praise the Lord. See? Commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ to the elect church, right? You know, so, and now, we know that almost all the time in this war, we are discouraged one time or the other. What is the command of the Lord to us? In Matthew 14:27, be of good cheer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Commanding you, be of good cheer, you know, and some of that, you know. Now, another one told us about fear and some of that, you know. In Mark 5:36, you see, they are all commands, right? They are all commands of the Lord Jesus. In Mark 5:36, about fear and believing. Be not afraid, only believe. Amen. Another command. Be not afraid, only believe. When fear comes near you and something like that, you know, say the Lord told me, be not afraid, right? Only believe. Praise God. In Luke 12:4-5. And I say unto you, my friend, you know, he said that I no longer call you servants, right?
Yes.
You are my friends, sir, in as much as you keep my commandments. Praise the Lord. Now, and I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them that can kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he has killed both power to cast into hell. A heart power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Now, the fear of the law has no torment, amen? Rather, it is wisdom. Praise the Lord. See? So let me just, there are two fears. There is the fear of the world, but the fear of the law is wisdom. So anyway, now, I'm almost done. I think that's for today. Now, look, he commanded us to sell the scriptures, amen? Sell the scriptures. Now, in John 5:39, sell the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they which testify of me. Not to the Jews only to share the scriptures, we too are to daily share the scriptures. Praise the Lord. So we know that, you know. So, and not to know anything about the Lord Jesus or God, share the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so we see that there. Now, and more about the scriptures. The Lord says, remember what he has said unto you and me. In John 15:20, the first part. Remember the word that I said unto you. You see? And the servant is not greater than his Lord. So if they have persecuted me, so they also will persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. The key thing, the command is remember the word that I said unto you. Now, in one place, the Lord said, let this saying sink into your ear. He said it's a command. Let this thing sink into your ear. That is in Luke 9:44. The first part of it. Let this thing sink down into your ear. You know? Anyway, then he said some other things after that, you know. So anyway, now about prayer again. So take heed how you hear now. So take heed how you hear. That is in Luke 8:18. Take heed therefore how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which is similar to her. What is the meaning of all those things, brethren? Nowhere, you see? Take it. Therefore are you here. So there are people who think they have something, right? You know, and they don't really have the reality. They don't really have the word of God. I mean, be careful what you hear. There are all kinds of voices today, right? If you are responsible for what you hear, what you do with it, praise the Lord. So, and I like the Berean in the book of Acts. when they have had somebody preach, but even the apostle preach and so on, they will go back home and share the scripture. If these things are really so, amen. Mm-hmm. And those brethren, they now aren't in name in the world. Almost every city here in the US has a Berean bookshop, right? They didn't know what they were doing. They now have their name all over the world. They become popular and so on. Like the woman who poured the expensive perfume upon the Lord and so on. You know, the Lord say anywhere where this gospel is preached, our names have been mentioned, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the Berean, they laid a good example. When they hear somebody preach, they will go back. How many people are going to check what they hear in the church? I don't care how big the pastor is, you are still responsible. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, right? Say some things and so on. They have to go and they have to be in the Bible, right? It has to be there. Praise the Lord. They go and check it out and so on. That is the rather fault with the people, God people in this last days and so on, you know. If people are doing this, and they'll be less misleading. And in the end, every man will give account of himself to the Lord, amen. Yeah. Anyway, as one you and I, so that description I know daily and so on, you know. Now, let me begin to finish up here. So another, take heed to what you hear. Mark 4:24. Take heed what you hear. With what measure ye met, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall be more given. What he's saying is this. So those who hear the truth and do it, that the more revealed unto you, you know, God will reveal more unto you when you hear the truth and you are doing it and things like that, you know. God is telling us right here. Now, another thing he commanded us now, another command is this. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware of false doctrines. Amen. Praise God. And he will be ubiquitous today. And the Lord has warned about all these things. Matthew 16:6. Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. They are all over here today too. False doctrine, right? You know, all over the place and so on. Only in very, very few places do you really find the real truth of God's word. Bible says they are all running after their own gain, not after Christ, amen? Praise the Lord. They are promoting themselves. In the Bible, we are commanded, we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord, amen? Amen. That's how it should be. Praise the Lord. But it's almost different today, I don't know that, you know. Anyway, so you see, take it yourself. So anyway, sorry. Now, again, we are warned. Beware of false prophets. Matthew 7:15-17. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. So you as a believer, you are responsible, you have a part to play to make sure that you beware. Again, the Bible is the only way. The fear is the only way to validate anything that any man says. Anything said outside of that Bible is false. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't care how he said it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. See the scripture, the Bible commanded us. So that is a very, very important thing. See the scripture. If an angel calls and say anything contrary, let him be accursed. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Just say the word of the Lord. They are right there, you know. I don't care how big evangelist may be. Maybe the Pope, you know. Anything contrary to the word of God, let him be accursed. The gospel which we have received. Anyway, now, so let me see here. Let your light shine. Another command. I got about two more to go for today. Let your light shine, you know, before men. Matthew 5:16. All this coming mostly for the sermon, for the Beatitudes and so on, Sermon on the Mount and so on, that you know. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine. It's a command. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I need not to add anything to that. So now, take heed that the light be not darkness. That is in Luke 11:35. You know what he said? He said, take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. How can that be? What does it take a light to be? There has to be a fool, right? For light to be, you know, for light to be to be in there, right there, naturally speaking, I don't know that, you know. So the oil is the Holy Spirit, amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and something that you know, and therefore that light will shine brighter and brighter in your life. Be filled with the Spirit of God all the time. Galatians 5:16 says so. So praise the Lord. Now, and let me see here. I have chosen you that you should bring forth fruit. It's commanding us to bring forth fruit, right? John 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. You see that one I was saying before? He ordained you, right? That you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. In John 15:8. Here is my Father glorified. Herein is my Father glorified. That ye bear much fruit. You know? So shall you be my disciples. Now. Okay. Now let me just get one or two more. I'm going to shorten it here. I just will continue next time now. Now, you see, be merciful. Luke 16:36. You see, they are all commands. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful, amen. Praise the Lord. Most of what is told that they are just commands that are not really grievous, we are told. Anyway, now tell our friends how great the Lord has done for thee. That man, 38 years, the man was bound, paralyzed, and so on, you know. The Lord single him out, cross the river or the lake, and so on, just to get that man, you know, and who has nobody to put him in the water when they just stand in water and so on. Anyway, when this man was healed, when he was healed, we had to follow the Lord Jesus, you know. The Lord said, no, go and testify, amen. Praise the Lord. Go home. That is Mark 5:19. Go home to thy friends, sir, and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and has had compassion on thee. Now, another command he gave us about being merciful is this. Yeah, we thank God we are saved and so on. Then he said, look unto the fields. They are white unto harvest. That's John 4:35. Say ye not, or say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then come the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. He told us. Now, in John 12:35, we are to walk in the light. Yet a little while is the light with you. So those Jews, they are telling us, you know, walk while you have the light. Let darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. So the Jews that and so on. Today, we have the light of life. We are to continue in that life. Let me end with what he said about the second coming. And I will close with that, what he said about the second coming. Now, we are to hold fast until it come. Revelation 2:25. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. Amen. Whatever truth you have had about the law, hold them fast till it come. Revelation 3:2-3. Be watchful and strengthen the things you told that church age, which remain, that are ready to die in that church age. For I have not found thy work perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heart, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not repent, then say what you're going to do to them. And so on. We are to watch. Whatever you have received of the law, do not let them slip out of your hand. Amen. Wash and hold it until the Lord Jesus comes. Now, another command about his coming. Be ye therefore ready. They are all commands, right? The commands of our Lord Jesus in Luke 12:40. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. Yet another command that is coming in Luke 12:35. Let your loins be girt about, and your light burning. See that? And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. See? Commanded by the coming of the Lord. Another commanded by his coming. Luke 21:34. And take heed to yourselves, Let at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, and cares of this life begin to warn us and command us, and so that they come upon you unaware. So, and another one he told us about his coming is this: take heed that no man deceive you. See, you are responsible now. He's commanding you in Mark 13:5-6. Take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive not few. Many. It's happening right now before our eyes, all over the world. Praise the Lord. They're not giving heed to the commandments of our Lord Jesus. And they are deceived, you know. Now, another one about his coming. Watch, for you know not when the master cometh. That is Mark 13. You know, if I read that before. 35. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all. The Lord says, watch. So you see, all those commands and things like that, I know another thing. So I'm going to stop right here. There are too many. So next time I'm going to pick them up. The commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me just end by saying this. So so I'm going to skip a lot of pages here. So and then closing here this morning. So now I've read all this to you this morning. So myself, maybe you're thinking in your heart, how do you measure up to all these things? How do you measure up? Where are you? Where do you measure up, right? Well, this message is not a message of condemnation, amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Not a message of condemnation. In fact, we are told in John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So, again, we are told in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So this message is not a message of condemnation. Doesn't matter how many of those things you haven't kept, or maybe you don't even know them, all these Lord's commandments and things like that, you know. Rather, it's if you are short, if I'm short in any of the areas, all we have to do is to trust the Lord and allow him to bring God to perfection. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just repent, you know, and then bring it to perfection and so on, that, you know. So, we are told in closing here, we are told in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, it's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the same chapter 2 of the same book, we are told if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Amen. That's what he does for the New Testament. And if I'm short about any of these commandments, so let's just repent as he told us to do and things like that, you know. Now, in 2 Corinthians 13:9, for we are glad. So these things that I'm reading today is for my perfection and for your perfection, not of condemnation. 2 Corinthians 13:9. For we are glad when we are weak, ye are strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. That is what God wants for you and I, our perfection. Amen. That's why he gave all this command for our perfection. I give you more scripture. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, having living the principles of the doctrine of Christ, all this, you know, then let us go on unto perfection. Amen. No condemnation, not any condemning you and saying that, you know. Let us just go on to perfection. Whatever you are today, pick up and begin to do whatever the Lord said to do and saying that, you know. So we say that, so let us go on unto perfection. Now in Philippians 3:12, even the great apostle, not as though I had already attained, so don't condemn yourself. Either I were already perfect, you see, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus, you know. Nevertheless, verse 16 of that same chapter, Philippians 3. We have already attained that. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. We are going on to perfection, amen. Praise the Lord. And even the perfection, of ourselves, we cannot even do that ourselves. Bible says, it is even God himself who work in us, making us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Last scripture here, but this perfection thing, we have to depend upon him, you know, to you know, bring us to it and some of that, you know. Hebrews 13:20, last scripture here, Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect. See that word? He said, make you perfect in every good work, to do his way, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We worship and we adore you. Yes, your commandments, no, they are not grievous. In the name of the Lord Jesus, they are for our perfection. I'm just reminding ourselves this morning of this glorious truth, this glorious commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ, that when we keep them, separate us from the world, and we are walking unto before you unto all pleasing. So we thank you this morning for even enlightening us and putting us in remembrance of all these things, Lord. Never to condemn us, but we are heading on to perfection in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you as the one who will bring that perfection to our life as we obey you, as we surrender to you, as we, you know, Lord God, serve you with all that we got, with all our heart, with all our strength, with all our power, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father. We worship and adore you. This morning we commit our way to your hand, Lord. The new week is here, Lord. Father, oh Lord God, we thank you. Let the angel of your presence go before us now, Lord, as we have promised in the scripture, in the name of the Lord, giving us peace on every side. Thank you, we have read this morning. Your peace you give unto us. Your peace you have left with us. Not as the word given, giveth you unto us. So therefore, Lord, that we allow that peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, to really reign in our lives. In the name of Jesus. It's given to us already. Let the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ dwell richly, the word of God dwell richly in our hearts as we go this week, Lord. And we shall have favor before men as we have favor before you, Lord. Whatever the work of our hand that we are doing, as we have promised, let it prosper, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. The whatsoever it dwells shall prosper. Lord, according to your word and promise, Father. Preserve, O Lord, our going out, Lord, and our coming in, as our promise of Lord, from all evil. Thank you for you are giving your angel charge over us to keep us in all our ways, and we shall not dash our foot against any stone. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't be afraid of any pestilence or any kind of disease like that, Lord. Bible says, O Lord God, the angel of the Lord encamp around us. We are dwelling in the secret place of the Almost High, not the shadow of the Almighty. There shall no evil befall us. There shall no plague corner our dwelling. Thou shalt bless our water. Thou shalt bless our bread because we serve the Lord. Thou shalt take away all sickness, ALF, from the midst of us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, we worship and adore you. For we know and we believe that yourself, not an angel, took our infirmities. Matthew 8:17. And bore our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Lord, we thank you, Father. With your stripes you are healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Father, we worship and adore you. So now, oh Lord God, every other need represented here this morning, Lord God, meet them, Lord. We just pray this morning that you know the thing we have need of, Lord. So having known them, we commit to you right now, Lord. Meet all the needs of your children. Every one of us this morning, Father. Make us to be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And until we meet again, Lord, we watch between us. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Let's start with our feet. And just sing. Let's just sing the song. We stand, the Lord. We stand.